with Sally Mae Hogsby. With Sally Mae Hogsby. With Sally Mae Hogsby. Welcome to Bovine Music Show 070909. I am Sally Mae Hogsby, your host. Once again, we'll be hearing some homemade and independent music you probably can't find in a music store or on the radio. Let's start out with a piece by The Socialites, called Smile Stephanie. We just heard Smile Stephanie by The Socialites. Now let's move on to Music Machine with Quiet 12 Steps Dub. That was Quiet 12 Steps Dub from Music Machine. Next, Billy D is going to take us to New Orleans. We have been to New Orleans with Billy D. Now let's experience some Sun on Calm Sea. Part 1 from Minico.
Thank you.
Minako has shown you Sun on Calm Sea. Part 1. Now you're ready for a knockout from Shannon Smith.
You're the sweetest little honey, you're a bear lover. You're nobody's fool, just watch your shampoo. You sight along the acoustic like the barrel of a gun. I keep my sights set on you, cause I know that you're the one. You are a knockout, 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 knockout. KO's a knockout, oh watch out. KO's a knockout, knockout, knockout. KO's a knockout, watch out, watch out. Watch out, watch out, watch out. KO a knockout, 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 knockout. You are the sweetest little honey, you're a barrel of fun. You're nobody's fun, just watch your shoe pull. You sight along the acoustic like a barrel of a gun. I keep my sights set on you, cause I know that you're the one. You are a knockout, knockout, watch out, watch out, watch out. KO a knockout, the sweetest little honey, you're a barrel of fun. You're nobody's fool, I watch you shoot pool. You sight along your acoustic like the barrel of a gun. I keep my sights set on you, cause I know that you're the one. You are a knockout, watch out. KO a knockout, watch out. KO a knockout, watch out. KO a knockout, watch out.
Shannon Smith just gave us a knockout. Next, Ellen Mizellin wants to tell us about her experiences with an ostrich.
Well, this concerns an ostrich in the zoo, and I think this, I'm not sure, I won't say what zoo this animal lives in, because it would be extremely unfair to deprive this creature of its main delight in life. What it is it's this ostrich, and it stands by the, very close to the railings of the fence. And it stands there and it looks at people as they go by. And it waits for people to, get too unwarily close. And then it'll what it really likes to grab are like the park zoo programs, you know. People come up and they have a zoo program. And what the bird really likes is to get a hold of your zoo program. Of course, at this point in the zoo, if the bird gets your program away from you, you're going to be trapped in the zoo. You'll never find your way back to the main entrance and get out or anything like that. But I don't know why. I mean, I stood there and watched this animal. For a while, I was petting it, and my program was safely out of the way, so the bird couldn't get it. But I stood there and watched this animal for a long time one nice afternoon at the zoo. And this watched, this guy had come up to it and everything, and it was watching and watching. And suddenly, you know, he was consulting his program to see what he should go on to next. And the bird, he's too close to the railings, and the bird suddenly grabs his program. And, you know, he's struggling with it, you know, and he gets the program away from the bird and everything and folds it up and goes on. And I thought, well, that's funny. And I was tired and trying to rest, and I found a bench and everything. So I continued to watch, and pretty soon along comes a mother and a little girl, and the little girl has the zoo program. And she goes, oh, look, here's a ostrich. And I don't know whether they had food or whatnot, and they were feeding this ostrich. And suddenly the bird grabs the program away from the little girl, and the little girl, and all that and everything. And they couldn't, that program was just gone. And then I watched, and sure enough, along came a couple, and they each had a program. And I don't remember how it happened, whether the guy was teasing it. And I thought, this is going to be funny. So he sticks the program through the bars, and the bird went right for it and everything. And I'd actually said something to these people. I said, you don't want to do that. He'll take your program. And the guy didn't believe me, and he stuck his program through, and the bird snatched it away. And the bird just held it, and it flapped and everything, and it did this little display dance with its feathers, like taunting this man. And he tried to get the program back out of the bird's mouth, and eventually he got it back, but the bird retained a piece of it. So I think you can say on the whole that the ostrich had the triumph in the whole situation.
Ostrich, from Ellen Mizellin. And now, Cyberite is here to do the ritual of Ra. That was The Ritual of Ra, performed by Cyberite. Next up, we have That Loving Feeling by Christmas in March.
Imagine a house that has fallen into a state of disrepair. The paint is peeling. The roof is damaged. And even the lawn lies untended. Should it be demolished? Does the condition of that house remind you of your marriage? Yes, that can happen. Clearly, any marriage of two imperfect humans is going to have its problems. But we have help. The following article will show
how the principles of television can help your marriage.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Selfish acts can help your marriage.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingers.
Your marriage.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Tell me, sir, is that your wife being here on a business trip?
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingers.
What am I getting out of this relationship? I do not view our marriage as permanent.
Television.
Do you not agree?
I can leave it at any time.
Do you not agree?
I'm going to find someone who really appreciates me.
Television.
Do you not agree?
I'm leaving you.
Television.
I'm leaving you. Even when I'm maddest at my husband, I feel emotionally divorced. I feel neglected and lonely all the time.
And other addictive substances can help your marriage.
Television. Television.
Television.
It is constant and all permeating.
I really wish that there were some girls here because I've been saying this for them.
You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling.
quantities of alcohol can help your marriage.
Everybody now, let's hear it.
You lost that love feeling. Oh, that love feeling. You lost that love feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone.
Slander, obscene jokes, or sexual innuendos can help your marriage.
That's like the sheep herder winning for driver's license. Guy says, can you make a U-turn? He says, hell, I can make her eyes pop.
Television.
We can expect its principles to be helpful. For example, to give of oneself without guarantee of reciprocation is viewed as a sign of weakness. This fact should have a profound effect on the way you now think and act as a married person.
We just heard Christmas in March, doing that lovin' feelin'. And now, Bobby Cocktail is here with See You Thinking of Ways to Take Me Off. You have been listening to See You Thinking of Ways to Take Me Off from Bobby Cocktail. Next platform will perform Hello Wine. Thank you. Hello, one from platform. Now, the original Silly Pillows admit, I smile at women.
On my way to work.
That was, I Smile at Women, by the original Silly Pillows. Next, and finally, we will experience Water and Church Guitar, from Guitar Tribe. Guitar Hype has presented us with Water and Church Guitar. And now, sadly, we must end Bovine Music Show 070909. I am your host, Sally Mae Hogsby. Have happy bovine dreams until next time.
It's the bovine rhythm session.
Sally Mae Hogsby.